In her youth, Imogene Fish was a very good skier. She learned to ski in New Hampshire, a place with which, until 1940, she and her family were completely unfamiliar.
I was born in Germany, in Berlin, in 1932. And because of some Jewish background in my father's side of the family, they decided we needed to get out of Germany, and we left there in 1940.
The decision was easy. One night, the Gestapo had knocked at the door asking for Imogene's father. Her mother hid him in the closet, and the Gestapo went looking for somebody else. Shortly thereafter, Imogene and her family made their way to the U.S. In Germany, Imogene's father had been a banker. In North Conway, New Hampshire, her parents had to find another way to make a living.
We purchased a small, rundown inn. My mother learned to cook, and they ran that inn successfully, fairly successfully, for years and years.
Even as they were first getting established, Imogene's parents were determined to make their first Christmas in the U.S. memorable.
I got my skis, little wooden skis, was just thrilled and delighted. Walked up to Cranwell Mountain with some friends, and we started skiing. You walk up a ways to, I remember the boulder that we walked up to and went back down. It would get cold, and most of my friends would go into the warming hut, have some hot chocolate, and I was just driven to climb back up that little hill and ski down again, and probably fall down at the bottom, but just determined to keep trying.
Keep that determination in mind. It paid off. But for the moment, think about being an 8-year-old, newly relocated German kid in New Hampshire in 1940.
We were the only German family in that little town, and it was quite difficult to make our way. People were somewhat suspect of us in terms of Nazis, spies, etc., etc.
Young Imogene was fortunate to have parents who protected their children from the ugliness and harassment they sometimes encountered as adults. And perhaps she was also fortunate that neither of her parents was inclined to try skiing. Without parental misguidance, she found a role model elsewhere.
I do remember being maybe in the fifth or sixth grade, and there was a woman from North Conway. Her name was Paula Kahn.
Paula Kahn represented the U.S. in the 1948 Olympics, but even before that experience, she had stories for the youngsters in that New Hampshire school.
She came to talk and play the accordion and yodel, and I was enthralled by her. She talked a little bit about her skiing, that she had been in Colorado to race, and suddenly I thought, that would be absolutely my dream, is to do what Paula has done.
The dream seemed unlikely. Imogene hadn't started skiing as early as a lot of her classmates had. She was persistent, but would that be enough? A few years later, she began to find out.
I tried out for the Kennett High School Conway ski team, and I was the only girl selected for that.
After high school, Imogene enrolled at the University of New Hampshire. During the winter of 1950, she met an older ski racer who mentioned that she might want to try out for the Olympic team.
And I said, I could never. I'm not nearly good enough. At the time, mountains in the east did not offer the kind of terrain that I would need to train on. So I took a year off from college, again with the support of my parents, and went to Sun Valley, Idaho.
Sun Valley had not only the terrain, but the coaches who could turn aspiring skiers into Olympians. Imogene Fish waited tables between the races that would determine who'd go to the 1952 Olympics in Norway. Fish won the first such event, but before the second, she came down with the flu and learned that the team manager had some common sense.
I was going to get out of bed and get myself in that race, even with 104 temperature, but she said, Imogene, the kind of people we want on this team are more sensible than that. So I missed that race, but then did fine in the remaining two. Lo and behold, at the end of the winter and after the final race, I had indeed made the team.
Imogene called home. Her parents were understandably proud and then some.
I think they were more interested in me going to the Olympics and perhaps beating some of the German skiers than they were anything else. They would never confess to that. But
so the idea was, it's you don't necessarily have to come home with a medal, but please beat the Germans.
Yes, yes. And I did beat a few of the Germans, but a couple of them beat me, so.
Lovely. And simple, too. A happy ending for a young skier and two proud parents a dozen years after they fled the temporary insanity of the country where they were born to thrive in the U.S. Except that, as Imogene Fish recalled, her story, like most stories, was not as simple as it might have seemed.
My mother had left a son from a different marriage in Germany who was in the German army and so could not come to the U.S. with us, who was then missing in action in Stalingrad. I just feel that they had been seen through so much that they just felt blessed that something this wonderful would happen to them, that the country they had chosen had then chosen their daughter to represent them. And it was just very satisfying for them.
After Imogene Fish returned from Oslo, she enrolled at Mount Holyoke, where she's in the Athletic Hall of Fame. She built a career in education, raised a family, and helped set up an integrated school and summer camp during the civil rights movement. 3 years ago, for a profile that appeared in a Mount Holyoke publication, she was asked if she had any advice for aspiring Olympians. "If you're going to do well," she said, "you have to go a little bit faster than you think it's probably smart to do." We originally aired this story on Imogene Fish in January of last year. This week, Imogene Fish carried the torch for an Olympics-themed exercise program at North Hill, the senior community where she lives, and she downplayed her honorary role, telling me, "I do it every couple of years." Last April, Olympic bobsledder Stephen Holcomb talked about the day in 2007 when he attempted to take his own life.
If I just end it now, it solves so many problems. To me, it was completely logical. That's what's scary about depression is you just end up doing crazy things.
That's just ahead on Only a Game, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.